This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will hold a presser in the East Room at 4 p.m. Eastern today. It should be noted President Biden continues to deny the media a list of attendees at Biden's Delaware home. Since the president has spent one quarter of his presidency there, the media must assume presidential business is being conducted in Delaware. Another example of soft-on-crime DAs not protecting their citizenry, a combined $250,000 reward is now being offered to help the LAPD track down the person responsible for stabbing UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer in a random act of violence. The suspect, 31-year-old Sean Lavelle Smith, is a career criminal with a rap sheet on both coasts of the United States. LAPD Lieutenant John Radke.
The Los Angeles community needs to come together and come together for the right reason. Of course, it's not just the money, but we need to hold this person accountable for what they did.
Ms. Kupfer was working at a furniture store in Los Angeles, California when she was struck down. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
As the supply chain crisis sees no relief in sight, cargo ships once again are stacking up in Southern California ports. Now the trucking industry gets a rude awakening for those going across the United States-Canadian border.
Truckers carrying products across the U.S.-Canada border now have to show proof of a COVID-19 vaccine. Under new Canadian regulations, U.S. truckers who are not vaccinated will be turned away. Canadian drivers returning north who can't show vaccine proof will have to quarantine. Canada implementing the new rules on the weekend, resulting in almost an instant reduction in available trucks. That means prices are up almost 25% on produce and other commodities, according to industry reps. As shipping companies adjust to the new rules, many worry about having to pay more to attract drivers who are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The World Economic Forum, the Davos Agenda, is going on now in Geneva, Switzerland. The forum is hosting global leaders on the imperatives of the year ahead. Executive Chairman Klaus Schwab ignores the Uyghur suppression by the Chinese regime and refers to China as inclusive.
It is my distinct honor and great privilege to introduce His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China, to open the Davos Agenda Week. China has made significant economic and social achievements under your leadership. You have achieved a historic goal to become a moderately prosperous society in all respects. I believe this is the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous.
Chinese President Xi Jinping via a translator.
Major economies should see the world as one community, think in a more systematic way, increase policy transparency and information sharing.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The amount of disinformation that is accompanying what should be a problem where everyone pulls together against the common enemy, which is the virus, we have disinformation that is entirely destructive.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And speaking of six, the questions and the lack of answers continue regarding January the 6th. I don't know if you happen to catch any part of the hearing with the FBI deputy director obfuscating and straight-arming the questions that were being asked of her that, you know, were pretty academic about what was going on January the 6th. And it was rather frustrating for those of us who were interested in the truth and were concerned about our fellow Americans who were being incarcerated in a D.C. jail without due process. And basically what this amounts to is political prisoners that are here on American land. Believe it or not, the very thing that Hillary Clinton warned about is the very thing that Joe Biden and the Democrats are exercising and keeping our fellow citizens, some in solitary confinement, if you can believe that. For what? For what? In some cases, they were invited into the Capitol building and didn't realize that they were being worked and that this was all a planned event by the left to discredit Donald Trump, his followers, the MAGA movement, the America First movement. We were going to be taught a lesson. And so what if people ended up in jail? So what if an innocent female veteran got shot and killed? That doesn't matter, because there's a grander plan by the elites and those on the left. With us to talk more about it is the legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism, John O'Connor. John, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
So what is going on here? I mean, obviously, this is one huge cover-up, John. I mean, this is so obvious, and even the mainstream media, you know, can't even, you know, put a silk purse around this sow's ear.
Well, that's right. We've got several things going on. It's just an incredible cornucopia of idiocy here by those in power. The first thing I would have the audience look at, if you have time, is just very briefly, you can find the Senate report, not the House committee, but the Senate looked at this very, very soberly, and Rob Portman of Ohio and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota were the co-chairs of this committee, and they issued a 97-page report, and they do it in fashion that's dry as dust, but I'll tell you, it's eye-popping, the incompetence. Everyone there, they have 145 intelligence people in the Capitol Police. They all saw this coming. There were at least a few people that they knew were planning on doing some stuff in the tunnels and that kind of stuff. They knew that was coming. Now, the next question, so they didn't do anything about it, and it's just ridiculous. And some of it, and I wish I would say, I could say it was competence, and they're trying to draw people into this melee, but that was not the case. Now, you bring up a real good point, is that there were obviously FBI intelligence people that were planted in these groups. Now, this is somewhat stunning. This goes back really to the 1970s when this stuff happened. First of all, usually when an FBI puts somebody undercover, and I've got a good friend who is an undercover guy for the mafia and a terrorist organization. He's retired, lives in San Francisco, and he and I have beers and talk about this. When you infiltrate a real agent into one of these groups, it should be a really terrible group, you know, an enemy of society like the mafia. What are you doing, right, first of all, infiltrating some group like the Oath Keepers? Come on now. They may not be, in all cases, the most refined political theorists of all time, you know, and maybe they're rough and ready, but infiltrating them with FBI agents, come on. So that's number one. That's real weird because the...
Hang on just a second, John. John, let me interrupt you for just a second. Help people understand who the Oath Keepers are, what their oath is about.
Well, from my understanding, they're folks that really take matters seriously from their own perspective. They're people that have an oath to be real good Americans. I mean, that's the way I would say it. Now, I haven't gotten into their platform or anything else.
Yeah, well, my understanding is these are law enforcement, former law enforcement officers who said that if they were called to shoot upon American citizens, they would not. That is a part of their oath.
Right, right. No, they're good guys. Now, am I going to say that everything an Oath Keeper did was great in this thing? No, I don't know who did what. But what I'm saying is, but the FBI clearly has infiltrated these groups that they think were pro-Trump groups. That's their sin. It isn't that they were taking down the American way of life or any of the things that the mafia or the terrorists were doing. They're infiltrating, really, let's call it a political group. I guess you could call it that. It may be something else. It's really kind of a cultural group. Let's say it's a political group. What are you doing infiltrating that? You know, should you put somebody in the ACLU or the Democrats for this or that? Of course not. That's not what we're doing. If there's somebody that is really antithetical to our way of life, a revolutionary group, yeah, you infiltrate. So that's number one, Bill. Okay, that's terrible. The second thing is that apparently they also have informants in these groups, and that's another problem that came up in the 70s with the FBI, where under the COINTEL program, which infuriated liberals, and still to this day, if you talk about that, oh, the COINTEL program's the worst thing in the world, the FBI would try to get informants in these various groups that they were looking at, like, again, pretty bad groups, you know, the Black Liberation Front and so forth and so on. They were planning on armed insurrection in the United States. But then the question is, when your informant then continues on and says, oh, yeah, let's go bomb this building, is the FBI doing it, or is it just the informant? And it's really those lines get blurred, and sometimes these guys take it upon themselves to create that which otherwise would not have been created and say, oh, let's do this, let's do that. Well, wait a second. If you're now an FBI informant, should you be doing that? So we have the other problem with these agents provocateurs, what I would call them, which is really a nasty concept. Now, finally, I'll give you something else, Bill, to think about. No one is talking about the Antifa people and the BLM people that had infiltrated.
Right, exactly.
We know that there's this one guy, John Sullivan, that they is readily admitted that he was there trying to egg everybody on. He brought a camera person with him, and he was there seen and heard to be telling people to break in. We have this Ray Epps. Now let's get back to the FBI. We have this guy, Ray Epps, encouraging people to go do violence. So now, I do not doubt for a moment that there are some people out there in the class that did things wrong that were neither encouraged by the FBI, nor Antifa, nor BLM. But boy, overall, when we're looking at an overall picture here, how much of these folks were part of the overall picture?
Exactly.
What would have happened had people just... So now, I've got a friend who in turn has a very senior Army guy who could not speak his name, but he was there at peaceful protest.
We got 25 seconds right now, John. Go ahead.
He came there. When he came to the Capitol Hill, he said there were a lot of people there that were not Donald Trumpies. They were not Trump supporters. When he got there early, He saw them and he thought, who are these guys? There are a lot of questions to be answered, Bill, on this.
Without a doubt. Well, our conversation with John O'Connor will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
With you, taking on the lies of the culture and countering it with the best solution in order to stop it in its tracks, and go figure, it would be the truth. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, John O'Connor is with us. He is the legal analyst and author of Postgate. John, as we were talking about January the 6th, You know, there's so much hoopla on this. I mean, this is so politically revved up, which is all very dangerous because this is a serious matter which should be attended to outside of the influences of the expected political outcome.
Well, what we have here is we have people who were politically upset at the election, and that's part of the American tradition. You express yourself. It's First Amendment. You have a right to air your grievances before these public bodies. And when it happens, guess what the government is treating, how the government is treating these people? Let's talk about the people, not the infiltrators or the agents and all that, the regular people that went there to protest this. How are they now being treated as if they're national security threats? That's the whole reason these people are being jailed without any, put in solitary confinement and no lawyers and no contact. You can do that with a Russian agent you discover, but not with a political group that was milling around the Capitol and maybe let's say trespassed and did something wrong and let's say took something from Nancy Pelosi's desk. Is that someone who is a threat to our way of life, or is that somebody who just, you know, went too far and committed a crime, whether it's a misdemeanor?
And they were probably ignorant for the most part, John. I mean, you know, in accepting the come on in welcome sign from the Capitol Police, who, moved back barricades and opened up the door and allowed them into the Capitol. They probably thought, I mean, because when you saw the video footage there, and there were so many stories, you know, throughout the Capitol building where you had, you know, where John Sullivan was at and where Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed, you had that. And then on the other hand, you had Capitol Police on another part of the Capitol building allowing people to come in and almost like a self-guided tour walking around. I mean, they weren't tearing down stanchions. They weren't knocking down monuments or anything like that. It seemed like a real peaceful, like I said, self-guided tour. So this thing had so many personalities to it, and I think this is what's so problematic, you know, for those that want an expected outcome. This is why 14,000 hours of video is still unseen, and they don't want the people to see it.
Well, that's right. That's why this thing has got so many parts to it and so many chapters. There's probably one ugly part of this, and that's when they, you know, when the cops got between this group that's trying to surge into the tunnel. It probably started out innocently enough, and then it got into this, push and shove, and a poor policeman got caught in there. But what gets me is that none of that should have happened. You don't put policemen in that type of situation where there are a few of them that are guarding a tunnel. They knew, if you read the Senate report, they knew what was coming. Now, that's the only really ugly part of this from the point of view.
John, unravel that for our audience. John, unravel that again for our audience, that they knew this was back on December the 15th, right?
Let's start with December 15th. This guy Sussman, who was the head of the Capitol Police, that testified that, he was so surprised by all this military assault. No, he wasn't. December 15th. He got some reports, and he said in an email, well, I guess I'm going to have to get reinforcements. They were talking about the National Guard. He's got 1,300 Capitol Hill police himself. 145 of them are intelligence people that are trying to figure out what's going on. But by January 2nd, the FBI's hair was on fire. The reports that came in to the Capitol Hill police on their own intelligence were that there's a lot of stuff happening, and they really needed security, because they're going to get overwhelmed. Well,
yeah. you got 2 million plus people coming to D.C., John. Isn't that right there?
Right. Well, this guy slaps the new report on the bottom of a previous report that's, everything's okay, it's copacetic. He slaps it on the bottom. Nobody sees the intelligence, all these people. None of them are avid readers. They don't see that part of the report is, we better do something. Meanwhile, you have the idiots like Muriel Bowser, who's running D.C. She allows National Guard troops to come in, but only if they're not don't have any weapons or riot gear to take care of traffic. Now, when they really need National Guardsmen, somebody says, well, we better get those 150 National Guardsmen over to the Capitol. Well, they can't. They got no riot gear. Or they're just in plain clothes. They can't do it. Meanwhile, there were thousands of National Guard troops that were stationed outside D.C. waiting to come in. I know one of them. He's from Pennsylvania. Right. They had them just take off, go back home. They never – so the incompetence, and some of this came from, the optics of the boots on the ground. We don't want to have boots. It looks so bad. Well, look, 2 weeks later when Biden's inaugurated, they had 30,000 National Guard troops and barbed wire up the yin-yang. Most of that was, of course, to dramatize how much the Capitol was under siege. Well, it really wasn't under siege at the election, and they knew that, but that was for drama purposes. But what it shows is how capable they were. With the snap of a finger, you could have had enough National Guard troops and, by the way, enough Capitol Hill police. You had enough police probably if you really put them all out there. You could have stopped this, and then it would have been, you know, like a like in my day, the Vietnam War rallies. You know, there's some guys,
exactly.
A couple of them are getting out of hand. You know, every now and then, one of my buddies would get dragged out, into a paddy wagon because he was getting. That's what this thing should have been. If people were angry. This happened.
Right.
But look, you compare what happened, Bill, in this thing, to what happened in those major cities over the. That we watched every day. What if this group were in these major cities? It would have been a ho-hummer. There would have been nothing to see or do.
A mostly peaceful protest. I mean, my question has been, compare the amount of damage that was done there on January 6th versus when Antifa and Black Lives Matter almost burned down the church, and the damages aren't even close. I mean, initially it was less than $100,000. Well, since then, of course, they had to put the government spin on it and the pencils on it, and now they say $1.5 million worth of damage on January the 6th. Numbers clearly inflated, but it still is no comparison to what they did during the Summer of Love there at Lafayette Park, right?
Well, right. You're talking over the summer, those riots. They're about $20 billion, with a B, in damages. Mm-hmm. 30 policemen killed. 30 policemen. Nobody talks about them. 30 policemen.
Right.
You've got 2,000 people seriously injured or dead. As a result of those riots, and cities destroyed, and a lot of people lost their wealth. And when I say wealth, I meant regular people, hardworking people who have shops. Many of them, diverse citizens, poor, lower middle class people working their way up with their shops, and now their whole lives are destroyed, and nobody cares about them. Now, when that happens...
Kamala Harris isn't writing a check for them, right? Only for the perpetrators to get them out of jail.
Well,
right,
exactly. She is encouraged. She's actively encouraging. What if Donald Trump said, okay, everybody who gets arrested, I'm going to bail them out. I'm going to support you financially. People would have said, you're helping. You're an accomplice to felony.
Right.
Well, nobody can accuse Kamala Harris of that. You know, so... Look, if there's one thing they're getting Trump on now, and it's a very slight thing, I think, but you know, he waited a couple hours to call everybody off. But basically, if that's what's wrong, and then you have some people, you know, charging the tunnel. But now, that's a small fraction of it, and that's the
30 seconds, John. 30 seconds. Anyway, summarize this.
Anyway, Bill, generally, this thing is really truncated into that tunnel. There are a few people that were too violent at that tunnel, but that's mainly what happened that was wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other thing, talk about optics, is you talk about roughly what... 2 million people that were there versus the amount of people that were actually in the Capitol building. Maybe a couple of hundred is what they're saying. John Hunter, thank you.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important
important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will hold a presser in the East Room at 4 p.m. Eastern today. It should be noted President Biden continues to deny the media a list of attendees at Biden's Delaware home. Since the president has spent one quarter of his presidency there, the media must assume presidential business is being conducted in Delaware. Another example of soft-on-crime DAs not protecting their citizenry, a combined $250,000 reward is now being offered to help the LAPD track down the person responsible for stabbing UCLA graduate student Breonna Kupfer in a random act of violence. The suspect, 31-year-old Sean Lavelle Smith, is a career criminal with a rap sheet on both coasts of the United States. LAPD Lieutenant John Radke.
The Los Angeles community needs to come together and come together for the right reason. Of course, it's not just the money, but we need to hold this person accountable for what they did.
Ms. Kupfer was working at a furniture store in Los Angeles, California when she was struck down. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And you know, it's time to kick off the new year right with some better-for-you recipes. You ready for that? Well, here to help us is Jillian Barkium. She's a registered dietitian and founder of a company called Millennial Nutrition. Now, Jillian has contributed to publications such as Shape, Women's Health, and Well and Good, Well Plus Good. And today, she's teaming up with Aldi to share some health hacks and some money-saving recipes. So are you ready for Jillian? Jillian's ready for us. Jillian, how you doing? Good to have you with us this morning.
I'm great. Happy New Year. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I know as a dietitian, you're going to tell us it's all about the ingredients, right? That's what you got to start off. You got to have the right ingredients, right?
That's right. You know, I've been a dietitian for over 10 years, so I've worked with various nutrition experts and some really well-known brands, so I've seen this wide spectrum of ingredients out there, and I know it can feel pretty overwhelming, but it really doesn't have to be that way. That's why I've teamed up with Aldi, because good nutrition starts with making the right selections at the grocery store. So whether you're going to the store looking for some fresh fruits and vegetables, or maybe some plant-based alternatives for the new year, Aldi really helps you choose foods that are good for you without breaking the bank.
Exactly. Well, that nasty inflation thing is still looming, so how can we eat better without overspending?
I know. We all see those prices going up, and it may seem overwhelming, but it really can be simple. The first step is to restock your fridge and pantry with items from Aldi. I was actually able to go to the store, get everything for the new year for under $50 to really start fresh. And with that money, you know, you're still getting really high-quality products. You know, you're getting things like quinoa, chia seeds, those veggie burgers. So eating healthy really doesn't have to be expensive when you're shopping at the right store.
Well, we love to hear about recipes, and I know you've got a boatload of them, so we've got some time here, so share some of your favorites with us.
All right, so let's start with breakfast, the most important meal of the day, right? Why not try protein toast? This is one of my go-tos because it's so satisfying and keeps you full throughout the day. So I'm going to be using this keto-friendly wheat toast. It's by Love and Fresh at Aldi, and really, Aldi has so many great options if you're looking to be carb conscious or gluten-free or plant-based, so many different options there. So we're starting off with this toast. We're going to add in some of the Simply Nature hummus, which is so tasty, a fried egg on top, and a little sprinkle of chia seeds. I wish you guys could see it because it's so delicious, and it's really good. Just pair with a little side of fruit, and you're good to go.
Wow. You know, this is what we love about radio, because we capture people's imagination. And as you were, you know, going down through these ingredients and everything like that, I could imagine it. And suddenly my mouth is watering. That's not fair because I can't get into it right away. So, all right. So we start out with breakfast. We've got a great idea. This is excellent. And this works very effectively for you. It seems very quick and easy, which is what we want for breakfast, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a busy mom. I have two little girls. I have a business. So I'm always looking for quick and convenient. So something like that is really my go-to.
What about lunch?
All right. So for lunch, again, we're all busy, right? I mean, I'm usually trying to eat something in between Zoom calls, make it quick. So I love to make a snack plate. It's a great option rather than having a traditional sandwich or maybe going out to eat. And usually to start to make my snack plate, I get some great produce, so some fruits and vegetables. And the produce is delivered fresh daily at Aldi, which I absolutely love. So you start with that. Then you can add in some yummy crackers. I love their Simply Nature cauliflower crackers and some fun dips. You can do the hummus, but I also love to even just mash up some avocado because it's so fresh. And one of my favorite things to add to a snack plate is leftovers, because remember, wasting less is spending less. So if you have leftovers from dinner or lunch the day before, throw it onto your snack plate. Really, anything goes.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any problem? I mean, one of the frustrations I'm having, Jillian, these days is trying to find things without soy. You know, for men, soy is no bueno. And so I have to avoid soy these days. And everything has soy. My favorite go-to snacks and that, I've had to cancel them. Any suggestions there?
Yeah, I mean, again, when you're looking for, like, really clean eating, starting off with the fresh produce, the clean meats, those are going to be great options because they're super great basics. So, again, Aldi has those. They have great produce, great meat options, too, organic options as well, again, at the very best prices. So with any of those things, I would say start with the basics if you're trying to eat less processed or avoid certain ingredients, and Aldi has you covered there.
Well, we're talking with Jillian Barkiam, a registered dietitian, nutritionist, founder, owner of Millennial Nutrition, mother of two girls. Well, you got your hands full there. because part of the challenge, Jillian, just to tell you, for somebody who's been there and done it, they grow. They you can't stop them from growing. You know, they just keep growing.
Oh, yeah.
they get to be all kinds of fun, you know. So,
I was just saying.
Yes.
When they're growing, they're asking for a lot of snacks along the way and food. So you got to have those great things on hand that Aldi has. Great options. Yes. I have to share with you one more is a great dinner option, too. I want you to try this Chipotle burger bowl. My girls even love it. It's really good. You're going to use the earth-grown black bean veggie burger and the earthly grains quinoa to make a burger bowl. Add some veggies in there. And this is a great way to get kids to eat veggies, too, because they have fun with it. You know, a burger bowl, kind of fun. So add it all together. Really tasty and something you can have on hand with all the great options at Aldi.
So here it is. We've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner covered here. And so many more recipes available. I get it, right?
Yes, definitely. There's great options. You can look on the Aldi social media. People are tagging their delicious recipes all the time. And go to aldi.us because that's where you can find the store closest to you, as well as learn about their curbside pickup and their delivery, too.
You know, and what you said about their produce, I love their produce because it's fresh every day. And as you say, you can always tell because you go there and the colors are so they're so bright, which tells you that they're fresh, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, the worst thing to have is when you get stuff from the store, you go home, put it in the fridge, and then like a day later, it's rotten, right? And that does not happen at Aldi. Mm-hmm. They have such great fresh produce, so many different options to choose from, too, including, again, some organic options there. So when you go there, you're going to see those bright, vibrant colors like you mentioned. So you have all the produce that you can choose from.
Jillian, we got a little bit more time here, and I wanted to find out a little bit more about you and Millennial Nutrition. How did you find this business? You know, what motivated you start your own company?
Yeah, you know, it's been a long journey. Again, been a dietitian for over a decade now, and I just knew that who I wanted to speak to was my generation, millennials. That's me. That's what I know. And we have a really unique relationship with food. We're different than other generations. You know, food is really a means of community for us. So, you know, you really want to have people coming over and having opportunities to connect with people over food. And when you have great options like they have at Aldi, you can really build on that and have fun with it and create dishes that people can enjoy to put together, you know, together, or have, you know, like charcuterie boards and things like that, which really bring about a lot of community. But for me, Millennial Nutrition was really developed to target my audience, to target my community there and help them eat healthier, because we're busy, we're on the go, we want to do it all, and we need nutrition to fuel us, to keep us going too.
Exactly. You know, this is what we love about millennials, because they brought back charcuterie boards. I mean, what were we thinking when the charcuterie boards weren't around? But gosh, they're so convenient, and it's so cool. You know, when you go and you visit a friend, and a well presented charcuterie board just really sets the tone for everything. Whether it's a Super Bowl game or maybe just hanging with friends and just talking story, as they say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can get real crazy with it, but I will say kind of a cousin to the charcuterie board is the snack plate, so that's my quick and dirty version for lunch to throw it together. But you can kind of keep that mentality in your head. You know, that's what the snack plate is. You can have fun with it. You could spend a little more time creating it. But, yeah, the charcuterie boards, they are just such a great addition.
And again, the website that they can go to access a plethora of these great recipes and to expand their ideas, and also to participate, because we need their ideas too to be part of the thread here. So, you know, we can challenge one another, and, you know, maybe what we ought to have, Jillian, we need to have a charcuterie board off or some sort, you know, just for fun. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I love that challenge. We'll see who can come up with the most creative one. And again, like you mentioned, the website is aldi.us, so go ahead and check out there. Check on their social media channels, too. That's where we're going to find some great recipes as well.
She's a registered dietitian and a wonderful individual, as you can tell. Jillian Barkiam has been with us. Jillian, thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. And the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani is going to join us in just a moment. He's a pharmacist, a senior science advisor to Men's Health Network, and a past chair and chair emeritus of the American Public Health Association, and a former Alumni Association board member of Columbia University School of Public Health. Dr. Sal, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Happy to be back, and happy New Year to you.
Well, I want to talk to you about, obviously, COVID and all that's going on. It is like the world is starting to lose its absolute mind over all this. I mean, we've been all over the place with it. We don't know who to trust, what information we can count on anymore. Everything is so confusing for the everyday citizen. You know, I think part of the good thing is that they're starting to say, well, forget about Dr. Fauci, forget about Joe Biden and the government. I'm going to go talk to my doctor. And they're finding that in some cases the doctors are, you know, giving them the kind of counsel that they've needed all along, and getting on top of this. I mean, here we are dealing with Omicron, and though we're finding out that it's very contagious, it is not as lethal as Delta or the initial blast of COVID-19, is it?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. We were hoping that was the case, and it's turning out to be the case. It also has a very interesting pattern, which we saw in other periods when we had so-called waves or spikes, that it goes up very quickly, and then over a period of 2 to 3 months, it declines very quickly. It seems to be a pattern with this particular virus. But your opening point, Bill, I think is an extremely important one folks need to keep in mind. I have long espoused that we need to drop back to the way healthcare was delivered in the old days, 2019, where an individual patient had a conversation with their individual physician, their pharmacist, their nurse practitioner, their psychologist, physical therapist, and then decisions were made jointly based on the information that is tailor-made in a conversation between the provider and the patient. And that's really very efficient, very effective, very important healthcare delivery models. What we're seeing now is public health models, which is very different, or population health models, which is looking at the overall health of an entire population, and how that has, I think, obscured and taken away the individual decision-making and the individualized care and advice that you get. I think it's important to keep that in mind, because soon after this Omicron and COVID is under control, or at least, manageable, we are going to, once again, I think, have a conversation about universal federal health care. And if you want to know what that looks like, this is what it looks like.
Yeah, and it's a mess because experience has taught us, Dr. Sal, just as you said, it's about individualized health care. The government comes in, it's one size fits all. We saw the presentation, we went through the mess of Obamacare, which still is lingering, it's on life support, so to speak. But it really is not emblematic of a free nation, of a country that has been so innovative and that could do so much better when you get the government out of the way. All these regulations, they're not helping. And I mean, we've had enough experience to be able to answer that question. Is the government helping or hurting? And this particular case right now, the government has got in the way. They've gotten in the middle, and you've got Dr. Fauci, the god of science, who wants to be the be all and end all, which I don't know what he's thinking, you know, if it's just ego or what, to try to, you know, be, you know, the final answer in all this, because clearly he is not. This is a very dynamic process that's going on that requires, you know, local attention and attention that can be done on an immediate basis, not one that has to have you looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're complying with federal mandates so you don't get yourself in trouble and put your license in jeopardy.
Yeah, yes, it's a big concern in the professional healthcare community. Unfortunately, we are seeing individuals who've been practicing in their professions, respected professions across the board, who are being disciplined, cajoled, called out on expressing an opinion about how things should be working and what their opinions are in managing COVID. I think that's unprecedented. We don't have that in any other disease condition, diabetes, hepatitis, infectious diseases of other natures. And why we have it here, I think, is driven by this view that the narrative has to be controlled by a single entity in order to create a good, sustainable, understandable message. But unfortunately, we haven't seen that. What we're seeing now is confusing information that seems to shift every day, every week, every month, unclearly presented to people, and most important thing, lack of a conversation with an individual to help them understand why something is important. You know, when you have a diagnosis of diabetes or high blood pressure, your provider sits down with you for a few minutes, precious few minutes, but sits down with you and explains to you in the context of your life why this is important to manage and how you can manage it within the context of your life. The other is we're seeing not only mandates and management of the message in the extreme, we're also seeing management of supplies, the federal government's push under the emergency use authorization to decide who gets what treatments, what part of the country gets them, how you get them, when you get them, and then glomming on and buying up huge amounts of product, including test kits, by the way, at home test kits, that also places a tremendous amount of authoritarianism, if you will, in the hands of the federal government and removes the ability to access therapies based on individual patient needs.
Well, exactly. I mean, as the government's footprint continues to get enlarged, it does so at the expense of our freedoms. And, you know, the bottom line, Dr. Sal, is that here the government's been so heavy-handed in all this. You know, what kind of grade do you give them? I mean, are we, as President Biden promised in his inaugural speech, was that he was going to, you know, he was going to get rid of COVID, that we were going to be able to be victorious under his administration, under COVID, and the last year has been anything but. It has just been, you know, more problematic, more complex. We seem to be more confused and fearful than having gone through the situation. And the deal is, what I'm concerned about, Dr. Sal, is that, you know, you talk about Israel, four shots not enough. I mean, they've gone through. I mean, we're if our eyes are open, we can see what these other countries are doing and what's working and what's not working. And now here it is. They're so desperate that all they can think about is, hey, let's bring in the heavy hammer. Let's have vaccine mandates. And if you don't comply, for example, in Austria, it's going to cost you 3,600 euros. You know, they're going to throw a penalty flag on you. In Greece, 50 euros. Italy, fine as well. And you know, just even for entering a workplace, if you're unvaccinated, for those 50 plus, Quebec also is doing a significant fine. The Philippines, you just go straight to jail. You don't collect $200, Pasco. You just go straight to jail. And Singapore says that if you have any medical bills that are COVID-related, and how dare you be unvaccinated, well, that's on your dime. The government's no longer going to be responsible. Well, this kind of reaction, I mean, how do you stop that from coming here to America?
Well, I think we do have a bit more of a robust oversight process and political process than that. I hope that it doesn't come to it. But, you know, you see that in insurance industry and the private sector as well, where your insurance rates are rated based on various factors. And in health insurance also, it's rated a bit, you know, based on populations. I hope it doesn't come to that as a general context. Can you imagine being fined if you don't treat your diabetes the way a population health model predicts?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the National Institutes of Health helping you understand how to treat or telling you how to treat your cancer? I think that these are very, very difficult scenarios that should get people to stand up and pay attention in the next debate, as I say, on universal health care. The other thing we're not talking about enough, because the discussion is being controlled by the federal officials and to a great extent the mainstream media, is therapeutics. We have treatments available now that are much, much better, much more effective than they were before, including the one monoclonal antibody by GlaxoSmithKline to help treat Omicron infections. We have, we're at the cusp of Paxlovid, Molnupiravir being made available to treat COVID. We have other things that we could have used, whether they were fully vetted or partially vetted, but we're not talking about in treatment as much as we should. You cannot eradicate a condition unless you have a treatment to treat that condition, then you can control it.
Right.
That's where we need to be in the epidemic or endemic stage of COVID, which we're moving into very quickly,
right.
I think. Balancing prevention and treatment.
Exactly. And we're hearing continued success by these doctors who are really risking, you know, their lives to some degree. As you said, they're being canceled by these powerful forces to say, look, you better follow the party line here. If not, you're going to get in trouble. But there's still doctors out there still prescribing hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. And, you know, we're anecdotally hearing, you know, positive results from that, not to mention, you know, just preventative therapeutics, therapeutics that, you know, are everyday natural vitamins that are reinforcing people's immune system, right?
Very important. You know, vitamin D, we've seen good levels of information that suggests vitamin D is an important thing to use. Use of zinc lozenges, which is used frequently in common cold, and that's just another kiss and cousin, if you will, of the COVID vaccine.
Right.
Good overall.
Well, Dr. Sal, we got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back and keeping us up to date. Appreciate the time. God bless.
You feel America is facing more dangers than ever. You're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.